Welcome to Isby Presents Benenden School. This podcast about applying to Benenden is part of a new podcast series created by Isby.com, the online school search directory that helps you find, compare, and shortlist your ideal school. Over the next 25 minutes, you'll hear from Nick, a father sharing his experience as a current Benenden parent with two girls at the school. And we're going to hear from Giles Smith, the admissions director at Benenden, giving his advice too. This is all part of a wide-ranging discussion covering everything from choosing a school like Benenden to its culture and community, the boarding experience, single-sex versus co-education, science, sports, and even a bit of drumming in there as well. We hope you enjoyed this Isby Presents podcast, learning all about the complete education offered by Benenden, one of the leading boarding schools in the UK for girls aged 11 to 18. Come with me now as we speak to Nick and Giles and get some true insight into what makes Benenden so special and what life is like for Benenden parents and pupils. Nick, thank you for joining us. I understand your daughters are aged 13 and 16, but they both joined Benenden in year 7 at age 11. Can you tell us about some of the considerations that you and Lucy, your wife, were weighing up in your minds when you began searching for their ideal school?
Well, the first point to make is that we did shop around. As a prospective parent, you're sort of standing on the threshold of spending hundreds of thousands of pounds over the next 7 years. And if you're going to do that, it's worthwhile making a considered choice. So we did look at a lot of schools, day boarding, single sex, mixed. And that gave us the sort of best feel for fit for our girls. We had a particular set of circumstances in that our life was split between London and Sussex and two girls 3 years apart. So we ultimately landed on boarding and single sex boarding. And ultimately the key factor, the key sort of decision maker was community and culture. But the first and sort of overriding consideration for my wife and I was whether the school was going to, first of all, keep us safe. And so teenage girls or teenagers are exposed to a number of sort of external influences, their fellow students, social media, and so on, and that can be hazardous. And how is the school gonna respond to that? So first and foremost, we wanted to make sure that as we were handing over our daughters, that at a young age, age 11, that they were going to go into an environment that were going to keep them safe, that there would be structures in place to make sure that absolutely happened. And it's just worth pausing on that point to say that all of the schools we looked at, and Benenden included, are impressive institutions. They all largely provide a good academic education. They provide a sort of reasonable community. But what you actually present and project very well, in particular Sam Price, the headmistress, what you really want to know and really get a sense of is how that school is going to perform when things go wrong, not when things go right. So that was our predominant concern, was the structures that existed within Benenden to keep our children safe and for them to then thrive educationally. Then the second thing we looked at was the extent to which the school would bring out the whole child and not focus on one particular aspect of her education. And in particular, easier to describe what we didn't want. We didn't want a hothouse education where our daughters were going to be pushed beyond what we thought they could achieve academically. And again, in choosing these schools, it's almost a given that they are going to provide what it says on the tin around their education, but are they going to bring out the broader skills required to sort of meet modern day society and create the environment for that? And I speak on that as somebody that set fairly low standards educationally for myself and failed to achieve them. But I did go to a school that bought out my personality, and there are many measures of success, and hope I've achieved at least some of them. And I've done that because of the sort of nurturing aspects of the school I went to. So that's what we were really keen to achieve. And then, and I think if I'm honest, thirdly, we were looking at the academic education, which came a third. So would the school keep our daughter safe? Would she bring out her wider personality and skills that I think are far more important in the society of the future than academic? And then thirdly, would they actually get her through GCSEs and A-levels in fulfilling her potential? So those three things we looked at in all the schools.
Giles, Nick was just alluding to what I've been reading about on the Benenden profile page on isby.com, something the school calls a complete education. Can you tell us about that?
It is a philosophy, an ethos for the school, where every single student fulfills her potential in areas that we have set out, include the academic program, her co-curricular activities, which will support her academic studies. And of course, we are a boarding school, so our boarding and pastoral care are absolutely crucial as well. And lots of schools will have such structures in place that they will use to describe their school. And it's really important that that is absolutely real, that that is what the school lives and breathes. And from my perspective, I believe that we really do. I think all staff signed up to this, absolutely work to this, live and breathe it. And certainly for prospective parents, that is what you will read about. That is what you will hear about at Benenden. And it's really important to come here to visit the school and see for yourself and feel for yourself that that is a real and tangible philosophy that we believe in. And I hope that that has been a true experience for you, Nick.
Giles, it's great to hear all of this. And, you know, you refer to the school being a fantastic boarding school. I'd expect nothing less coming from yourself. But to be fair, there are lots of great schools all across the country, all across the world, for that matter. What is it about Benenden that makes it different to other schools, though?
Yeah, there are indeed many, many excellent schools and many excellent boarding schools. And the difference at Benenden, perhaps what sets us apart, the community here is probably the strongest aspect. When prospective parents come to visit Benenden, it is really about understanding what we offer as a school, and many of them have a great awareness of that already. The big difference coming to visit the school is the feel of the place, understanding what it's really like, meeting the people, and coming away, hopefully, with a real understanding that that is the place that I would like my daughter to be educated, because everything they said was genuine and everybody we met was happy. And when you have happy, contented students, obviously they're going to make great progress. So I think that is what sets us apart, the real and genuine feeling of community spirit here.
Now, community is one of the words that you just mentioned at least twice. And actually, the first time you mentioned that, Nick was nodding there. Nick, just tell us about your experience of community at Benenden.
First of all, it's something that's hard to define. And Giles used the word feel. And it is something that you feel there. And I would add sort of one other word to community, and that's culture. There's a very strong culture within the community of compassion, of kindness. It's a very nurturing community. And as I say, it's something that's very hard to define. You can't put it in a prospectus, and you can only get a strong sense of that once you visit the school in a meaningful way. And then it becomes more apparent once you're in it. The girls, on the whole, are very kind to each other. And there is a genuine warmth and love on the part of the staff towards both the girls and the parents, the broader family.
Well, I'm dying to find out more in a few moments about your experience with Beatrice and with Florence. Giles, just to come back to you for a second, because I'm looking on the Benenden School profile page on isby.com, and it says there in the news section that Samantha Price was named one of the best school head teachers by Tatler recently. Now, that does sound great, but does that just mean she's very good at networking?
No, absolutely not. So Benenden celebrates 100 years next year. We're just about to hit our centenary. And actually, Sam Price, who joined Benenden in 2014, she took a great look at this school and really devised the complete education ethos. she tied together all of the strings here at the school into this one ethos that we as a staff were able to understand because we're living and breathing it and working it every day. And she has a complete overview of every single strand of the school and understands pupils fantastically well. And in meeting prospective pupils, we'll tease out of any candidate who comes to see us really the interests and the activities and the ambitions that each individual pupil has, and ensures therefore a really good fit with what the school has to offer.
Nick, it sounded like your split life between London and Sussex was one of the main reasons for considering a boarding school education. How about being a girls-only school as opposed to co-ed with boys and girls?
The debate rages, and I'm more convinced that there is a right answer around single-sex education, although can be argued both way. Again, as Giles alluded to earlier, it's a feel that you get for it. And I, over time, have thought that it's a good idea and a bad idea. Having got further into single-sex education, particularly for girls, I think it's a very good idea. I'm pleased we've done it. The only hesitation is that your daughters will go through the sort of teenage pubescent years, and that creates a certain amount of turmoil. The school are well equipped to deal with that. But once they come out the other side, there is this sort of culture of achievement in an appropriate and balanced way, certainly within Benenden, that I think is much more apparent in a single-sex school than in a mixed school similar to what the one that I went to. So I am an advocate of single-sex education, although it's developed over time to a point where I now think that. So I'm pleased that the girls are in that environment. The other thing I would say is, I obviously, being a boy, I know how boys behave. It was very important to Lucy and I that our daughters went into an environment where there were very strong and apparent female role models, and that there was no inhibition imposed around succeeding at things that boys might not otherwise think were important and therefore influence girls. So, and certainly ours have had a range of experiences at the school where they've seen strong female role models who have succeeded in various facets of life. And I think that is really important. And certainly Beatrice, my eldest, has done things extracurricular that I hadn't necessarily expected she would do, but I'm delighted she has.
Nick, what kind of things are you talking about there with the extracurricular things?
She's a drummer.
Gosh, wow.
I guess it's not that extraordinary. The best example I can give you of what I've just said is, certainly when I, at my school, sort of netball wasn't really seen as a proper sport, I think, by the boys. In Beatrice's first year at Benenden, the English or UK or GB female netball team won the Commonwealth Games, and Benenden attracted the captain of that team down to coach the girls at Benenden. So in the first year of my daughter being there, she saw this incredible female role model who was an England captain in a team that had succeeded on the international stage, and there were no external influences telling her that that was anything other than absolutely incredible. So yeah, it's experiences like that where girls can see high achieving women, and also particularly, and staying on the theme of lacrosse, I think all of the lacrosse coaches at Benenden are England internationals, and again it's extraordinary that you can send your 11-year-old girl to a school who'll then be coached by the highest capped female lacrosse player. So that's an important aspect of single-sex education, is there's an undiluted environment, or an environment where young girls can see and be taught and coached by high-performing older ladies.
It's great to get your insight on that. Giles, let me just put that back to you again. Talking there about single-sex education, one of the concerns that some prospective parents sometimes have is that if their daughter goes to a girls-only school, that by the time they get to university, they're not prepared to experience life mixing with boys or young men by that age. What does Benenden do to prepare girls for university?
Yeah. So in terms of the girls and their interaction with boys, yes, we're an all-girls school, but we have an informal twinning arrangement with Tunbridge School, which is our closest all-boys school here in Kent. All of our boarding houses are twinned with a boarding house at Tunbridge. So the girls get to know the boys at Tunbridge really well. Many of them have brothers there anyway, or have brothers at other schools. So they are aware of what boys are and do mix with them socially and also in other ways. So there might be an academic program that's put together, or we do prefect training together with Tunbridge as well. It could be a whole year group social event or whatever. So I don't feel that there's any lack of exposure or interest in boys by the time the girls get to the sixth form. And actually, the girls really would rather we didn't try to organise their social lives by the time they're getting to the sixth form. They don't need quite so many twinning opportunities with Tunbridge. They've kind of moved on a bit by the time they get to the sixth form. So I don't think that's an issue at all. But during the week, the site is largely boy free, and therefore that gives the pupils here all the benefits of single sex education. There is no bias here in this school towards a particular group of students because of their gender. Everything is open to everybody here, and that's one of the most satisfying aspects of the school to me, is to see the achievements of pupils in whatever area they want to excel in. And if you take a really good example, one of the biggest investments we've made in the school has been the Science Centre here at Benenden. And that had to be built because we had outgrown the previous science facilities due to the demand on for A-level sciences that the pupils were driving. And in many other co-ed schools, and I hear this a lot from visiting parents, and they're surprised to hear how strong science is here, because there's some sort of unwritten assumption that it's a boys' subject, and engineering is not really for the girls. This is completely turned on its head here. And in fact, I've over the last 10 years particularly seen students here take an interest at a young age in science and engineering and programming, Lego robotics, whatever it is, and take that forward. And in the sixth form, they've initiated a project here where they built their own microlight plane and flown it. And that's the kind of amazing opportunity that I think, would those girls have had that in a co-ed school? Maybe, but perhaps not. Just that's the kind of opportunity that they've got here. And so I think that's probably a good example of where, removing that bias, removing those sort of invisible barriers that perhaps are really there, that all girls' education gives them.
Well, it's good to hear about these opportunities. Good to hear about the different activities that are happening as well. And actually, talking of different activities, I noticed as well on the school profile page on isby.com that the school recently hosted its 15th Model UN conference. Just very briefly, just tell us why this kind of activity is important for girls in school today.
The MUN program is fantastic for self-confidence. It's a mixture of knowledge and skills, I would say. You have to do your research, you have to understand the country that you're representing, the viewpoint that they would have in the real UN chamber. And it gives individual pupils the opportunity to take on a structured role in a debating chamber and to argue their case in front of anybody. It's co-educational, really enjoyable to see a very well-prepped student of ours put some boy from another school in his place because she's better prepared than him. She understands the arguments better, and that, that derives a lot of satisfaction. We host a Model United Nations conference here at Benenden. It's in early December every year, and it's our opportunity to introduce so many more of our own students into that program at an earlier age. We invite lots of schools to come and take part, and we have hundreds of pupils here during the day, both boys and girls. And it's a really, really successful and I would say leveling program on an intellectual level for boys and girls to participate in, it is wonderful.
Love that. It sounds like a great thing. It really does. Nick, just to bring it back to you for a second, I'd love to understand a little bit, if you can cast your mind back to when you were looking around for schools for Beatrice, when you were going through that admissions process, how did you actually find it at Benenden?
Obviously, you know, having done it twice, it's a fairly sort of well-trodden path and fairly routine. There are, and again, casting my mind back, so I think it started with a presentation by Sam at the Naval and Military Club in London, a joint presentation between Sam and a Tunbridge, the Tunbridge headmaster, where they were pitching their respective schools and single-sex education. I think the next time we came in for a sort of an assimilation day or an introductory day, where we got shown around the school by teachers and pupils, and we were there, I think, for a good few hours. And then, if I remember correctly, Beatrice came back for a preview weekend and stayed overnight. I think prior to that, there'd also been a sort of sports day they could attend, a sports academy. And then finally they were into the assessment. I mean, Giles will correct me if I'm wrong. So I think there was an opportunity for the parents and the kids to have a sort of an introductory look at the school, and then for the child to have a much deeper experience looking at the school. Then once we were beyond the assessment, there were then various events that brought the families, both the children and the parents, into the school prior to actually joining. And then before they join, they get given allocated a big sister and a house mother or something like that. So there is a girl in the year above and a sixth form girl who both are assigned to look after the new girl.
Fantastic. And now that both of them are at the school, well, they've both been there for a while now, of course. But tell us a little bit about the boarding experience at school. I mean, what's it actually like? You know, I realise that you're not boarding there yourself, of course, but do you know what it feels like for the girls to be there?
I think it's busy. So the adjectives I would use are busy, relaxed, at times disciplined, accessible, certainly to parents, and I think homely. The girls form groups largely around their dorms, and that which are changed around at the end of each or for each term. So a girl will sleep in a different dorm each term throughout the year, and I get the impression that the centre of activity is around that dorm. Whenever we turn up, there's no barrier put on parents turning up. You can, I mean, we always ask permission. We tell them we're coming, but we can come and go, particularly at the weekends, particularly on a Saturday for matches. You'll see parents in the dining room walking in and out of the boarding houses. And I'd say it was the boarding aspect was accessible, relaxed, busy, some discipline. That's, I'm just having not being a boarder there myself. I'm the girls push against authority now and again, but I think generally they have a fun time. And I would also reflect on the fact that girls are much, much messier than boys.
Interesting. Very good. Thank you for that, Nick. Giles, it's really interesting to hear what Nick's just saying there, especially just regarding the accessibility and the way that parents seem to be involved in boarding life like that. It's a far cry from the sort of the 1950s, 1960s days of sending your child off to boarding school and then not seeing them until the end of that term. Is this quite normal behaviour within Benenden for parents to be this involved in the boarding life?
Oh, definitely. And if anybody still has an idea of that 1950s model of boarding that you've just described, please just forget that immediately. The idea of sending children away to boarding school for long periods of time is just really doesn't happen anymore. Families are far closer to their children, I think, than they've ever been. And that's true in boarding schools as well. So our doors, our gates are open to families to come and see and spend time with their daughters. There's flexibility within our boarding program and structure that the families can do that. Our dining room is open to parents and families to come and have lunch, Sunday brunch is a real special here at Benenden for families as well. And we want families to participate here. There are thriving parent groups as well. So Parents Association, there's an events committee. You know, if your daughter joins Benenden, you're joining the school as well as a parent, because there are opportunities for you to meet a whole, a whole school full of other parents. And boarding schools are a partnership between the school and home. You know, we are looking after girls here alongside parents. We never replace home. We are another wonderful opportunity that those pupils are enjoying. But home is always number one, and therefore parents have got to be absolutely number one. And working in really close partnership with house staff, which they do, and the house mistress or the house master and the matron's team as well work very closely, are in a very constant communication with parents as and when needed to ensure that every single pupil is thriving. And that's a really important part of the ethos of this school.
I just listening to Giles there, I would endorse absolutely everything he's just said, and I'd just like to draw that out with a couple of points. First of all, going back to the observations he was making about his boss, Sam Price, the headmistress. The reality is, as a parent, I mean, obviously you see Sam at the front of everything, of open mornings, of services and so on. But the reality is she's somebody that sits on top of an organisation with 1,000-ish people that works 24/7. The one thing, so to that extent, there isn't necessarily an intimate relationship between the parents and the head, although personally speaking, I feel I have that because I engage with the school in different ways. But the one thing you want from the head is to be there when things go wrong, and to know that when you pull that lever, that there is something at the other end, and there absolutely is with Sam. And so she is absolutely accessible in the sort of bad times as well as the good times. The second point to make is around the HMs, the house mistresses or masters. They do have time available in their diary. They don't work, they don't have a teaching job 24/7. They are given time to run their houses, and the communication from them to parents is excellent and is regular. And then I would also say that it is tailored, so it's not a homogenous service if they do look after the individual child. So with both of ours, we will get a very tailored, I'm not going to use the word service, but we get a very tailored response to each child's needs at various times over their career. So they are absolutely looked after in that house by a combination of the HM, the deputy HM, if that's the right role title, and the matrons. And the matrons really are actually, they're outstanding. I haven't met a bad matron or one that isn't loved, or one when they and occasionally have left, they all the girls start crying about.
Nick, it's really good to hear that. And Giles, great to get that endorsement there from Nick, that independent endorsement, no less. So if anyone's listening to this right now and they wanted to find out more, what is the admissions process? What would be their first step?
The first step is to come and visit us, come and see us. And there's two ways that you can do that. We have a schedule of open days through the year. A lot of them are on Saturdays. Hopefully that's nice and convenient for families to come and visit. But we have weekday open days as well. And if it's your first visit, you might like to come with your daughter or without her, and that's absolutely fine. Some parents like to come and see the school for themselves because they have a long list and they want to soon have a short list before they then bring their daughter to come and have a look round. But equally, it doesn't have to be on an open day. It can be for an individual family visit. We meet people every day, every weekday in term time. And that's a bit more of a tailored look round and a chat with a housemistress, housemaster. An open day would have more formal presentations about the school ethos. So you can do that either and both. Please don't just think it's one visit. You come and have several looks, look round. You want to meet as many people as possible. You want to really understand what the school's about. And, we've used the word feel. You really do have to feel what the school atmosphere is like and come away. As Nick said, it is a huge decision. It's a huge investment in your daughter's life. It's got to be the right place. And getting underneath the skin of the school, coming to see us, coming to meet us, and understanding, and indeed, perhaps putting to rest some fears that you may have had about boarding or about single-sex school, that's the best way to do it. Most of the assessments for schools, and for Benenden in particular, they start in year six. So really you're looking at towards the end of year four and through year five to be doing those school visits, to be coming and seeing what you think of a place before you're then deciding which school to take forward into an assessment process. Hopefully not too many alongside Benenden, because that can be an exhausting process. So that's really the timeline by the end of year five to have your ducks in a row and know these are the schools I feel are the right ones that we're going to take forward.
All sounds very good. Giles, sounds very much like an open doors school for people to come and look around. And actually, looking on your website, there's lots more information there. So if anyone's listening to this right now and wants to find out more, you can read up about that complete education, Giles, that you referred to earlier on. And that website is www.benenden.school. But in the meantime, Giles, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate you being here.
Thank you very much for having us.
And Nick, thank you for being here as well, especially coming in from home. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So that was Giles Smith, Director of Admissions at Benenden, and Nick, a current parent with two daughters at the school, talking about why Benenden might be the ideal school for you. Please don't hesitate to contact Giles and his colleagues at Benenden if you have any questions. And remember to mention you heard him and Nick on this ISBE Presents podcast. And for further guidance and information on finding and shortlisting your ideal school, please see isbe.com, isbi.com, the online school search directory, and listen to other podcasts in the ISBE Presents podcast series from isbe.com.